definitely one of the resolutions that is top of the list is being more active, going to the gym, you know, committing to a routine of some kind, whether it's just because you want to lose weight or you want to feel more energetic throughout your day. And joining me now is someone who has a lot of experience with that. It's Kathleen Trotter. She's a personal trainer and a fitness writer. Kathleen, thanks for being on the show.
Oh, my pleasure. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too. This time of year must be busy for you because this is when a lot of people are making fitness resolutions, right?
Yeah, and you know, my tagline is that any day is a good day to make a goal. I think the problem is that people get caught up in, you know, the new year, new start, and they forget that so much of following through is, one, having a goal, not a wish, and two, looking back before you look forward. And sometimes people look at me with like, what are you talking about? The trick is you have to do you. And to do that, you have to reflect on what's worked for you in the past and what hasn't. So you can learn, right? Life is a growth process and it's a loop. You do something, you try it. If it works, you continue. If it doesn't work, you don't do it again, right? You have to learn. And so many of us continually make the same mistakes, especially when it comes to health and fitness. But I don't believe that any experience is a mistake as long as you can learn from it. So my biggest thing is you got to analyze yourself, who you are, and what you've done in the past that's worked and what you have done in the past that hasn't.
It's tricky when it comes to fitness because there are, like so many things, there's so many different options and there's so many things that become really popular and then sort of wane in popularity. There's so many trends, right? Like CrossFit. Let's say, you know, if someone hasn't seen the inside of a gym in 5 years and then they want to jump into CrossFit, you might sort of be setting yourself up for failure because it's a whole new thing to take on and it's not just like jumping on a bike, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You have to set yourself up for success. And so much of that is doing you. It's finding your fit. And that's why my book is called Finding Your Fit, because I really believe it doesn't matter what works for your favorite celebrity or your mother or your best friend or your father. It only matters what works for you. So one of the things I say to people is find the joy, you know, and that goes back to what I started with. Look back at your life and see, when have I been the most active and what have I done that I've enjoyed the most, and do that. You know, if you're somebody who loved being competitive in high school and you loved that athleticism in university, then maybe CrossFit is for you. You always loved doing weights, you know, with your university swim team. But if you've never done weights, if you're not a competitive person, well, then CrossFit's probably not for you. You know, if you've never even gone for a walk for the last sort of 5 years, then probably start with going for a walk or maybe get a fitness buddy to go for a walk. But you're so right. You don't want to set yourself up for failure. You want to set yourself up for success. And so much, I can't stress this enough, is figuring out what works for you. Stay in your own health and fitness lane. Who cares what works for anybody else? Do you. Find your joy. Find your fit. You know, maybe that's a fitness buddy. Maybe that's getting a workout piece of equipment at home. Maybe that's going for walks at work. You know, and then you can, on your lunch break, listen to a podcast. Maybe that's joining a sports team. You know, I was talking to my partner last night and he was feeling like he wanted to do something active-wise. And I said, well, you love sports, so join a sports team. He's like, oh, yeah, that's totally what I should do. And he got really excited about it, right? You want to be excited about your workout routine. You don't want to be like, oh, I don't want to do that. That's like a huge disincentive.
I guess it also keeps you from getting bored because for the first couple of weeks, you're full of enthusiasm, but then doing the same thing when you go to the gym, eventually it gets a little bit old. How often do you think people should be reevaluating the progress they've made and switching up their fitness goals? Does it depend on, you know, how experienced the person is?
It depends on the person, yeah. And it depends on your goal. Like if your goal is training for a marathon, it's very different than if your goal is just having more steps in your life, right? Every small thing that you do health-wise adds up. It's like drops in a bucket, and eventually your health bucket is full. So every something is always better than nothing. So I think that's the other thing, that people get into this mindset of like, well, if I can't go to the gym for 2 hours, I might as well do nothing. Or if I can't go for a full hour run, I might as well do nothing. And I'm like, no, something is always better than nothing. Do something for 5 minutes. Do something for 10 minutes. Dance around your living room, right? Do something, and don't let your health choices snowball, right? So it's like, oh, I had one cookie, I might as well have 10. Oh, I missed one work on a month as well, miss five. That's the thing that a lot of people also do. You know, they set a resolution of like an unrealistic resolution to go to the gym for 5 days a week, and then they miss one day and they're like, oh, I'm done. Right. But if you say, okay, well, I missed one workout, why? Let's learn from that experience. Was it unrealistic goal? Is it, you know, do I need a fitness buddy? Do I need to make it more fun? Am I bored? Do I need a new goal? Do I need a new program? Right. So you got to take it day by day. Health is a process. It's a marathon. It's not a sprint. And you just got to learn from every experience. And if you can look back at your life and you know, okay, well, in 2015, I was the most active ever for 6 months. Why was that? Oh, I had a fitness buddy. Well, then do that. Right? Mm-hmm.
We got a text message that sort of speaks to what you're saying. It's from Doug on Ile d'Orléans, and he says, hadn't thought about resolutions until I was at the gym the day before yesterday. It was mid-afternoon, and it was packed. This morning, it was already thinning, and by next week, it should be back to near private gym levels of attendance as usual. So sort of speaks to, you know, I want to do everything perfectly. And then when you can't, people sort of start dropping off, which is nothing to, you know, be judgy about or be ashamed of. It's hard to make a new habit and stick to it, which is what you've been saying.
But it's about learning. So if you do go back for a couple of days and then you fall off, you have to figure out why. Did I set an unrealistic goal? Am I trying to do something that I hate? Do I not have a goal? Did I make a wish, not a goal? So many of us state preferences like, oh, I want to be fit. Well, that's a wish. That's not a goal. To have a goal, you have to say a timeline. It has to be realistic. You have to have parameters. You have to figure out when in your schedule you're going to actually do it. Look at your schedule and say, when's realistic? Is it before work? Is it afternoon? Is it after work? Do I have to communicate with my family about how this is going to get done? Right? Things don't magically happen in life. Learning how to be active is an active process. And I don't just mean the activity is active, but the processing of how to make it happen. It's active. You have to be an adult about it. You have to own your choices and sort of say, okay, well, you know, sometimes I say to my clients, pretend that you're parenting yourself. If you wanted your kid to be more active, what would you do? Well, you'd sign them up for a course and you'd look at your schedule and you'd figure out what you can get them to do when, right? So you kind of have to do that with yourself. You have to parent yourself and be like, this is important. I love myself. I'm going to make myself do something.
Mm-hmm. Well, Kathleen, thank you so much for all those tips. Hopefully people can take that, you know, more compassionate, as the title of your book says, I guess more flexible approach when they're setting New Year's resolutions for fitness.
That's my biggest piece of advice. Find the joy. Being active should be empowering and energizing. And too many of us take it too seriously, you know? Unless you're an athlete and it has to be serious, find the joy. Find something you like to do and do it.
Kathleen, thanks so much for being on the show.
Yeah, my pleasure. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you too. That is Kathleen Trotter. She's a personal trainer, fitness writer, and she's the author of the book, Finding Your Fit, A Compassionate Trainer's Guide to Making Fitness a Lifelong Habit.